This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Marion, what are some of the top issues and concerns for Australian young people this year?
It won't come as a surprise to hear that young people in Australia, their top concern this year for Australia was COVID-19. So almost half of young people nominated that as being a major concern, followed closely by the environment and equity and discrimination. Those are the top three issues this year.
Any surprises there for you and for Mission Australia?
I don't think we were surprised about concerns about COVID-19. Obviously, it's an issue that's affecting many of us around Australia, but in particular young people, and they do reflect that their ability to participate in their daily activities like exercise, but particularly their education and their mental health have been adversely impacted by the pandemic. But that's not a surprise. The environment and the strength of the response on the environment was a bit more of a surprise. We've been seeing the results creep up for that over the years. Almost 4 in 10 young people say that it's a key national issue. Mm. And that's more than double since the survey in 2012, for example.
As you and Mission Australia have been conducting this survey, now I know you've been part of this for about 6 years, but the survey itself has been going for 20. What's the purpose behind asking Australian young people what they're concerned about?
We think it's really important that we listen to young people because they're our future leaders. They're the parents of the future, the workforce of the future, the voters of the future. The youth survey reveals that they have really strong opinions about the future of society. They understand their own lives. They're aware of what's happening around them. They've got valid opinions. They make strong suggestions. And too often, their voices just go unheard. Mission Australia is really proud that we're able to amplify their voices and to bring them to a wider audience of government decision makers, of community members, of businesses, of schools. We think it's really important that their voices are heard.
And Marion, within the survey itself then, so it's not just a bunch of questions like multiple choice answers or tick the box kind of thing. You're actually asking young people in Australia for their opinion. You want to hear from them what they're actually concerned about and why.
Exactly, exactly. And a really important part of the survey is to give them the opportunity of actually putting in some fresh text and giving us their views, you know, verbatim, as they think and as they write. And then we go through and we do an analysis of that. So we're hearing really what's top of their mind and what's deeply worrying them.
And in the past, from previous youth surveys, Marion, what kind of impact has it had, be it on policy at a state or a federal level, or is it social?
Yeah, so it's got a really wide readership. And we know that a lot of, for example, government departments and other sort of policymakers wait for this information with bated breath each year so that they can hear what young people are thinking and feeling and build it into their processes. And also, I should say, a number of service providers. So Mission Australia, ourselves, we use the information to help shape our service delivery, and a lot of other community service organisations do that as well.
I know that obviously you're asking about issues and concerns for Australia's young people. But what kind of silver linings come out of the report, Marion? For you, are there things that are positive about where our young people are at and what they're thinking about the future that really stand out to you?
Well, I'm delighted that more than half of the young people that were respondents to the youth survey are very happy or happy with their lives and very
awesome.
Positive. Yeah, or positive about their future. The dark bit underneath that silver lining is that those numbers have actually reduced since 2020. We're seeing a bit of a decline in that. Nevertheless, more than half of young people are very happy. But I think we've got to remember that, you know, young people, like older people like myself, you know, we're complicated human beings, aren't we? And even the people who say that they're very happy with their lives and very positive about the future, they can also have concerns. They can also feel that they can also be discriminated against. That was something else that came up quite strongly. Even those young people who are very happy about their lives can be concerned about the future.
So for those of us older people, Marion, that are checking out the youth survey report, how would you suggest to someone like me, how should I respond?
I'd suggest for a start that you go onto our website and have a bit of a look through. There's some really interesting quotes there from young people themselves. We've tried to put as many of their voices directly into the report as we can. And then I guess to think about what you can do in your own life to listen to young people, to welcome their perspectives, and perhaps to take account of what they say and what you do.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.